Hey guys, welcome back to episode 18 of KB and the Boys season 4, the final episode of the season. Got Carter and Nick here with me, Colby on Zoom. Boys?
Hello.
I'm ready to get
We are swinging for the fences again this week, KB.
Yeah, swinging. I advise the listeners to not ride the locks of especially me and Carter and maybe Colby.
If you ride all of them, if one hits, we're positive though.
It's true.
It's a committal.
So the standings going in. Schmidt at the top at plus 2.54. Nick in second at minus 2.58. Myself at minus 19.53. Carter at minus 37.73. And Colby at minus 38.11. Yeah.
Taken.
I just want to give us a round of applause for being the worst betting podcast in the history of betting podcasts.
Yeah, it's been rough.
And we've got one guy that's up 2 units.
I'm excited for the new season to start.
Yeah,
I think we need to go back to the old format.
Yeah, we'll talk about it for sure. Same.
I got eaten up by my own child, the 5U.
Well, what did I start? First 12 weeks? I think it was 11 weeks. I didn't hit a single 5U.
Well, it's been about that long for me.
It was a disaster to start.
5U's tricky.
5U's were hell this year. This season. All right, so we'll start out. We'll go to the NFL games of the week first. So the records in games of the week last week. Me and Nick at the top at 41-36. Carter and Zach in second at 40-37. And Colby at 39-38. So it's tight. Last week, we're picking 4 games. First one, tomorrow night, Lions plus 5.5 at the boys. Schmidt's on Dallas. Nick?
Fuck Dallas here.
I've liked Dallas the last every week and this point lost too. Carter?
Squad ride.
Colby?
Give me Dallas.
Jesus fuck.
Squad?
Looks like a loss for everyone.
Goodbye, Cowboys.
They're at home. They're
easily covering that at home.
All right. Next game. Basically, not necessarily all the way for the division, but if the Bucks win, they do, I think, win the. Do they win the division?
I think so.
I think the Bucks, if they win the division. If the Saints beat the Bucks, they control their own destiny in Week 18. So it's Saints at Bucks. Schmidt is on New Orleans. Nick,
give me the Bucks here. Hot spot.
Tampa Bay. Carter.
I like the Bucks as well.
Colby.
Give me the Bucks.
Yeah, I'm on Baker Mayfield and the Bucks as well. Next one. This is Ravens wrap up the one seed or the Dolphins control their own destiny for the one seed. Dolphins at Ravens. Schmidt's on Miami. Nick?
Ravens are just a wagon right now. That's a good spot for them to let down.
Carter?
Baltimore. It's my favorite team.
Colby?
Is this just moneyline pick?
Yep, moneyline pick.
Yeah, I give you the Ravens.
I'll take the Ravens as well.
Schmidt's going to win this dang thing.
Last one. Stay in the wild card. Sunday Night Football. Packers at Vikings. Schmidt's on the Vikings. Nick.
This is gross.
In Minnesota, Jaren Hall under center against Holmberg's Jordan Love.
The Vikings are going to fucking lose, but I'll pick them.
Carter.
Vikings to have a chance in the last week to make the playoffs.
Colby.
It's all love, baby. Give me the Packers.
That's the winning pick.
Probably is the winning pick.
Oh my goodness, this is screaming Minnesota.
Betting. I'm not betting against Justin Jefferson. Though.
Operation
Minnesota.
Fade the Vikings.
I'll take the Vikings. The Holmberg gets on an island there.
We made the Cotton Bowl.
So now we'll go to bowl game picks. The last of the bowl game picks besides the national title. Records: Nick at the top at 21-10, Colby in second at 19-12, me and Carter at 18-13, and Schmidt at 17-14. First bowl game, the Music City Bowl, Maryland against Auburn. Auburn's minus 6.5. Schmidt is taking Maryland. Nick? These teams are good. Both of them.
I don't have a coin near me.
No Tua Jr. No Tua Jr.
Auburn's so bad.
Terrible. Auburn's awful. Their offense is so poor.
That they are favored.
Did we pick Penn State Ole Miss last time?
No, we're picking them right now.
Okay. Because
they play tomorrow.
Except they don't have a run game, Maryland. Give me Auburn. Which makes no sense.
Carter?
Maryland.
Colby?
Maryland.
I'm going to ride with Nick. I'm going to take Auburn.
SEC bad bowl game.
This is the Barstool Bowl. The Arizona Bowl. in Tucson. It's a money line pick. 11-2 Toledo versus 8-4 Wyoming. Schmidt is on Wyoming. Nick?
Toledo got their whole team stripped, I'm guessing.
Who's favored in that game? I know it's four or less.
Toledo. No, Wyoming.
By?
3.5 yeah. now.
I'm guessing, but...
Yeah, give me Wyoming.
Wyoming. Carter?
Oh, the Rockets.
Toledo. Colby?
Wyoming.
I'm on Toledo as well. Why not? Michael, I don't know a thing about either of those teams.
Neither do
but...
I. Neither do I.
Oh, yeah, I guess hold on real quick. I'm going to read off. Tonight we have me, Carter. You know what was weird? You have Ohio State.
Yeah, can I
and hold
up?
On. You had Arizona, and you bet on OU. That was weird.
And just bet on Missouri.
So, Nick, are we flipping? Are you going to Ohio State? Because you have Missouri originally.
I'm going to Ohio State.
Okay.
I want Missouri.
And guess
who do I have?
And you know what's gross? When we had the odds, it was a money line pick, so it was only 2.5. So you
Who
want
do I have?
You have Missouri, Holmberg. Do you want Ohio State?
I
want
to flip.
Okay, Ohio so State. We all just flipped.
Everyone's changed their position. Well, and it's a money line pick.
Yeah,
I think Missouri might still lose.
So do you want Ohio State? It's a squad ride if you take Ohio State.
Give me Missouri.
Okay. There it is. All right. So then tomorrow the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, Ole Miss, Penn State. Penn State's favored by 5.5.
4.5 right now. Adjustment to the line.
Nope.
Okay.
When I got it this morning, stays. Schmidt's on Penn State, though. Nick?
I think... Ole Miss. Bad decision, I can already feel it.
Carter?
The Nittany Lions.
Colby?
I am just going to go opposite Nick on this one.
Penn State?
Penn State.
All right,
Penn
taking...
State's quarterback has 23 touchdowns and one interception.
Yeah.
Winning to be fair, four. I can cover, though. Is 5.5?
Yeah, we can get a cover. The Penn State can win. Oh, yeah, I'm taking Ole Miss as well.
Win by 3, Bob.
And the Orange Bowl, Georgia, Florida State. This morning it was 19.5, so that's what's staying at. Schmidt's taking FSU. Nick?
Go dog.
I'll go.
I'm on Georgia as well.
Colby?
I'll take Georgia.
Take Georgia.
Honestly, is this a top 5 team that Georgia's played this year?
Potentially. Who did they play this year? Ole Miss, Missouri, Tennessee.
Played Vandy. Vandy's pretty good.
Vandy.
Almost got to 3.5.
Quarterback's probably better than the quarterback Florida State's rolling out.
I mean, it's going to get gross.
Yeah.
Kentucky is probably better than this Florida State team.
Potentially. All right, so LSU, Wisconsin, down in Tampa. LSU minus 9.5. Zach's on LSU. Nick?
Wisconsin.
No Jaden Daniels, of course. Carter?
Yeah, give me the Big Ten defense.
Wisconsin. Colby?
LSU.
I don't know. I don't even know who their backup quarterback is. Didn't Wisconsin lose their quarterback to the portal?
I don't know.
He's trash anyway, isn't he? Mordecai? He's not very good.
No.
Sure, LSU. God, their defense, though. God, their defense, though. Is and it's so probably even poor. Worse. It's so poor. Fuck it, Wisconsin. I'll take the points. Tennessee, Iowa, in the Citrus Bowl. Tennessee's favored by 6.5. Tennessee's playing their 5-star freshman in his first start. Zach's on Tennessee. Nick?
What a spot.
I love this spot.
Iowa.
Yeah, give me off Iowa as well. Iowa. Iowa's going to light
Your
that
first
boy.
Start, Colby?
Iowa.
Give me Tennessee.
Soft.
I'm taking Tennessee as well.
They're going to score 4.
Yeah, but, I mean, DeGene's probably not playing.
I don't care. Who's DeGene? Yeah, I don't even know what position he plays.
DeGene is just going to be a top 15 pick in the draft. That's all. All right. How about in the Fiesta Bowl down in Glendale? Liberty, 13-0 versus Oregon, 11-2. Oregon's favored by 16.5. Schmidt's on the University of Oregon, Nick.
Oregon.
That's fast. Carter, come on, do it.
Liberty.
Yeah. Colby?
Liberty, Liberty.
Fucking hell. Bo Nix is playing, correct?
No, I don't think
so. He ended up, I thought he was playing. He said he was playing.
If he's playing, then there's no way that line is 16.5.
Even if he is playing, I think Liberty covers 16.5.
If he's playing, I'm going to switch my pick.
If he's playing, I'm taking Oregon 1,000%.
He's not, I don't think.
He is playing.
Yeah, I knew he was playing. UO, easily. They won by 50. No. Liberty won't stop them one time. Well, not one time they'll stop them.
I would take that bet.
No Bucky.
Yeah, I'm going to switch my pick.
No Bucky, I don't give a fucky. Oregon by fucking 100. You want, so Carter's on an island. You're sticking with Liberty?
Fuck yeah, I'm sticking with Liberty.
All right, beautiful. College football playoff semifinals. Both will be money line picks. Michigan Bama in the Rose Bowl. Schmidt's on Michigan. Nick?
Bama.
Carter?
Bama.
Colby?
Bama.
Me? Bama. Washington, Texas in the Sugar Bowl. Schmidt's on Texas. Nick? UW?
Washington.
Carter?
Huskies.
Colby?
This one's tough. Give me Washington. Why not?
Texas. All right, so we'll head to locks. These are going to be gross. Starting off with Colby and his one news. Read them at good pace, please. I got to type all these. Well, besides Carter's, I got his down. Read them at good pace.
This first one is going to be the highest odds. It's going to be pretty gross. Kyren Williams scored 2 touchdowns.
Damn.
Kyren
and Travis Etienne to score 2 touchdowns.
Two touchdown parlay?
I like that.
That is gross.
That doesn't happen
a lot. Fuck off.
That is so
what are the odds?
26.3 units.
That's plus 2,600? Wow, that is greasy.
Fuck off. Yeah. All right. Your next one to you, Colby.
My next one to you is Cowboys minus 5.5.
Cowboys minus 5.5.
Rams minus 5.5.
Rams minus 5.5. Good.
Baltimore minus 3.5.
Okay.
And Jags minus 4.
Jags minus 4. To win?
12.4.
All right, Carter. Start them off.
For my first one to you, I have CeeDee Lamb, Gus Edwards, Rashad White, and Ty Chandler to all score touchdowns Saturday and Sunday. So that is one unit to win 9.56. So that's plus 956. And then I also, for my second one, you have a spread parlay of boys minus 5.5, Ravens minus 3.5, Texans minus 4, and the Vikings money line. And that is one unit to win 12.37 or plus 1,237.
Jesus. All right. My first two are not as greasy as my last three. This one, though, is going to be Ole Miss plus 10.5 versus Penn State. Georgia minus 16.5 versus Florida State. Bama plus 7.5 versus Michigan. And Texas, Washington over 57.5 to win 3.63. Next one, you. Texans money line, Bears money line, Colts money line, Chiefs money line at plus 428. So 1 to win 4.28. Nick, sit the one you's out.
My one units, both have already lost. That's all you need to know.
The Iowa State running back, those are dead.
Nice.
Schmidt's one news. Maryland plus 6.5 versus Auburn at minus 110. And Dolphins money line at the Ravens at plus 140. So, Colby, your two U's.
My two U's are going to be Flyers money line, Coyotes money line, and my Dallas Stars minus 1.5.
That's the win.
That is to win 10.9 units.
10.9, all right.
Next my time. Other two-unit play is a same game parlay on the Missouri-Ohio State game. It is Travion Henderson touchdown, Cody Schrader under 105.5 rushing yards, Ohio State money line, and Luther Burden over 75.5 receiving yards.
To win?
That is two units to win 8.2.
8.2, okay. Carter. These are gross.
I have my first two U is Christian McCaffrey to score the first touchdown, parlayed with Stephon Diggs to score the first touchdown. And that is 2 units to win 48.4. So that is plus 2,420. That'd put me right back in it.
Put you right back in the race. This next one would really would win it for you.
Yeah, and that's why I think everyone should bet it. I have a 2U of C.D. Lamb, 2 touchdowns. Parlayed with Gus Edwards, 2 touchdowns. And that is 2 units to win 67.5 units. That is plus 3,275.
Oh, boy. All right. 2 unit. Marquette, -4 versus Creighton. Wake Forest, -3 versus Virginia Tech. And Ohio State, West Virginia, over 141.5 at plus 599. 2 to win 11.98. Rashad White, Jonathan Taylor, Travis Etienne, all to score, plus 784. 2 to win 15.68. Nick, your 2 U's?
Had Notre Dame earlier, -9.5. They covered fairly comfortably at plus 147. And my other 2 unit is going to be Ladd McConkey. Over 52.5 receiving yards in a touchdown at plus 250.
Over 52.5?
Yes.
2.5 and a TD. Plus what?
250.
Plus 250. Okay, and Schmidt's got Florida State plus 20.5. At -110, and the Chiefs -6.5 at -110 as his 2 U's. All right, Holmberg, last 5 U of the season.
Maybe ever.
My last 5 U.
Yeah, maybe ever. Yeah, maybe ever. Maybe the last unit one we do here.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, I think we can all come to agreement that we go back.
Chiefs money line.
Chiefs money line.
LSU money line.
LSU money line.
Bama money line.
Bama money line.
That is to win 12 units.
To win 12 units. Carter?
I have a same game parlay. Start out with the Vikings money line. We move over to Jaren Hall over 220.5 passing yards. Sliding right on over to Justin Jefferson over 72.5 receiving yards.
Who else are you going to throw the ball to?
I don't know. And a Ty Chandler anytime touchdown for plus 625. So that's 5 units to win 31.25.
31.25. All right. Last 5 U for me. DeAndre Swift over 60.5 rushing yards. Jonathan Taylor over 64.5 rushing yards. Travis Etienne over 54.5 rushing yards. And Justin Jefferson over 67.5 receiving yards at plus 536. So that is 5 to win 26.8. Nick, last 5 U to hopefully get you back to winning.
Yeah. It's going to be Michael Penix over 2.5 passing touchdowns at plus 110.
Michael P over 2.5 passing TDs. Plus what?
110.
Plus 110. All right. And Schmitz is going on currently. Ohio State -2.5 at -188. 5 to win 2.66 is his last 5 U. So now we'll go, I'll read the panel parlay. Last one, we right now are 3-14. Me and Carter are 1-3. Yeah, 1-3. Oh, Nick is also 1-3. Colby 0-3. Schmidt 0-2.
How about next season they don't get to do the panel lay?
Why?
Because they've never won one.
You gotta still let them get a chance at getting one, you know.
I mean, you can't hit, you can't hit.
I mean, yeah, it's not my fault they can't hit.
The lay is Colby's pick, Marquette -4. Nick, Ladd McConkey, Tud, Carter, Georgia -13.5, and myself, Bam Moneyline plus 1194, is the panel parlay for this last episode. We gotta be NFL. We can check. We might as well check the NFL futures. Over here, see how close they are. So who won the college football one? Wasn't it Carter?
I hope so.
Yeah, it was. Carter, yeah, went, Carter went 4-1. His only loss was Mizzou.
What a bad read that was.
yeah. So far for me, I've hit 2. Cowboys over 9.5, Bengals under 11.5, Jags to win the AFC South is really up in the air. I don't know where Ridley's receiving yards are. Don't know where Lawrence's passing yards are, but he is missing this week. That could hurt. I don't know if he's over 4,000 or not, but that could hurt. Trevor Lawrence's passing yards currently.
Jacksonville Jaguars stats passing 3,736.
Oh boy. So in the last game of the year, I'm going to need
264.
In the last game of the year, if he plays, I need 264. Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley's receiving yards are 871.
Oh, wow. So I need a half a yard. I need 1 yard to go over. It was 871 and a half.
Oh, my goodness. He's going over this week.
He better not go over 2 weeks.
You know
he's got 2 weeks to get 1 fucking yard. He better not go over for 2 weeks.
Non-contact injury.
Horseshit. All right, Colby had the Jags to win the South as well. Big one for Holmberg. He's got 2 weeks to have. What are the Packers 7-8?
Yes.
So you got 2 weeks to get this done. They're over. You're over. You had them over 7.5.
They ain't getting it done this week. So
you cashed the Ravens over 9.5. You need the Falcons to lose just one game to cash the under, and you need the Bears to lose one game to cash their under of 7.5. So Holmberg,
well, they're playing each other this week. So,
one of them will be good. Holmberg is on the table for 5-0. I'm not anymore of Trevor Lawrence because I don't know if he's going to throw for 265. Carter, Jags to win the South.
Yep.
Up in the air. You need the Jags to win their last two games for their over 9.5.
Sheesh.
Cardinals under 4.5, good. Kirk Cousins over 4,300. No
God, it was so good.
It's no good.
It was so good.
And Pickens, I think, had to have just cruised over 750.5 after that 1 week. He went like 100 and some yards.
Yeah, and you guys were saying, there's no chance. There's no chance. George Pickens, there's no chance. Pickens, what I need him at, 750?
750. He's got to be in the 800s
by
now.
Tried to quit the team.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he's at 1,000 yards, so.
He had a 1,000-yard season?
He's at 1,009 right now.
Jesus. And still trying to quit the team?
Now, Nick, how many receptions is Jetta at this year? Nick might need about 40 in the last 2 weeks. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a peeky.
Yeah, missed that.
Peeky here.
I missed most of them.
I don't want to read Nick's. I feel bad for all of us.
Is at, how many do you need?
105.
54 away.
So, you never know. Jaren Hall just throws him 27 screen passes for the next 2 weeks.
He needs more catches in the next 2 weeks than he has all season. He has 51 right now. Hey, TJ Hawkinson had 95.
Jesus. Well, he had to have cruised over his over. Nick had Geno over 26.5 passing touchdowns. I don't know where that's at.
Dead.
Is it dead?
It's got to be.
Look at Geno's passing touchdowns. So
and he's missed a few games.
That's true, yeah. Injuries.
Geno Smith has this season thrown four. How many do you need?
27.
Unless he gets a couple 5-touchdown weeks here.
He needs 10.
Yeah.
God, he's been bad.
Do you want me to read this one off?
Yeah, I want you to.
How bad is it?
Panthers over 7.5 wins.
Forgot about that one.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
Vikings over 8.5 still in play.
It's alive.
No, it's not alive. Dead. It's alive. Now it's on life support.
The Vikings stink, man.
Huh? You cashed the Niners. So you did cash the Niners. You didn't go over.
Yeah.
You cashed the Niners.
One win.
Schmidt's Mahomes regular season MVP dead.
Yeah.
Jets crazy. Under 9.5 cash. Yeah. Dolphins make the playoffs cash. Bryce Young, rookie of the year, been dead since week 3. And Chiefs to win the Super Bowl on life support, I would say at this point.
I would say it's on life support.
So, you know. Holmberg has on the table to go 5-0.
So I won the college.
You won the college.
Let's go.
I have a chance to go. I guess I have a chance to go 5-0 as well. But I need Trevor Lawrence to have a big game week 18.
Why is he not playing this week?
Banged up, I guess. Missing his first game since high school.
Who do they got?
Yeah, he's already out. CJ Beathard started.
Did he not get a concussion?
Yeah,
a
concussion maybe. He was banged up in like the hip or something too, I think.
Yeah.
We don't like all these puns.
Jacksonville plays Tennessee.
Tennessee week 18, is that at home?
Nope.
Son of a bitch. All right. Okay, so do we all have...
Oh, I should have loved Joe Flacco comeback player of the year today.
Darn it. Yeah, DeMar Hamlin's still minus 160.
Good.
Joe Flacco's plus 110.
Good value.
So who do we all... Okay, so Holmberg has Bama UW. Holmberg, who wins if it's Bama UW?
Bama.
Nick, you taking Bama or Washington? Bama. Carter, you're Bama.
Bama,
Texas. I'll take Bama. So we're all on Bama to win it all. Except Schmidt. Schmidt's got Michigan, Texas in the national title.
Michigan?
Who were our, what about winner. Our preseason playoff four? Do you have that written down?
The what?
We all predicted who we thought would make the playoff.
It's true we did.
I had Bama in there. You guys called me fools.
I don't remember.
I had Georgia in there.
I don't remember who it.
I had Bama and Georgia.
I think I might have had Michigan. No, I probably dick rode Ohio State.
I probably don't have it. Yeah. I probably don't have it on here.
Future.
Mine was not good. Okay, so I know I had LSU from the SEC. I had Ohio State.
A bunch of people at Florida State.
I had USC in Texas.
Oh my God, I think I had Florida State. I got absolutely robbed.
I have one.
I think
one, so
I had
one.
Florida State and Washington.
You did have Washington.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Homer, you had that really greasy to make the playoff bet. What was that one?
Well, Ohio State and Penn State, neither of them made the playoff.
He had Ohio State and Penn State.
Well, Penn State to win.
Penn
State
to win the Big Ten. Ohio State to make the playoff. Neither of them happened.
Good.
Holmberg had Washington, Florida State.
He hit those, or you had those two? Didn't hit them, I guess.
Who else did you have? Did you have a Big 12 team, or did you have a Pac?
Yeah, I had
K
State.
Oh yeah, K State. Because mine was USC, LSU, Texas. I can't remember. Maybe I did have Florida State. No, I had Ohio State. So, yeah, I have one correct. Texas. Man, bummer. LSU died week one. And they got mauled by Florida State. My national title pick. All right, we got anything else? Are we good there?
We're good.
That's it for the season.
That's it for the season. We'll start up in the new year. We're going back to records. Units are dead. It was
Maybe we can do a modified.
Yeah, we can do something.
We can still do five picks, but
yeah. Yeah, five picks. You know.
When one bet determines your whole week.
Determine my whole season, yeah. Really, when you lose 12 straight, it determines really your whole season.
Maybe
we set
can
it
do
as
like,
five units total for the week. You decide what
yeah,
you're...
Yeah, if you want to...
If you want to put a 5 you, you can. If you want to put 5-1 you can. That
might
be a good format. That's more of a realistic format, too, than force-feeding you a 5U, and it did mean too much.
It did. It definitely did.
I liked the unit still, just based on the fact that if you like a game more, you put it at a higher unit size, but we should have done something where you have to have 5 units. If you want that to be 10 half-unit bets, or you could do one full-unit bet.
We'll talk about it and modify something for the new season for sure. All right, well, dogs are going crazy, so we're going to end it there, but...
Got to try something. That's why we tried the unit thing. Getting better every day.
Yep. But, yeah, that'll be the end of the season. We'll see. Next week, we'll let you guys know who came out on top. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.